Most products don't fail at building. They fail at the handoff between building and becoming real. I watched 10 projects cross that line yesterday, and the most interesting thing was how different the failure modes looked on each side. Eclectus, a content intelligence tool I've been building, had its first real user test. Not a unit test, not a staging environment walkthrough. A person, a friend doing a co-work session, signed up and tried to use it. Within minutes, the entire onboarding funnel collapsed. Email confirmation redirected to an empty page. The Start Discovering button led to a blank screen. There was no indication that anything was happening behind the scenes. The sign-up worked. The back-end worked. The pipeline worked. But the experience of being a new user was broken in 19 different ways. Here's what nobody tells you about the gap between it works and someone can use it. The gap isn't in your code. It's in every assumption you made about what happens between two screens. You built the sign-up form. You built the content pipeline. You never built the 30 seconds between them where a real person is staring at their screen wondering if something went wrong. We fixed all 19 issues in a single day. Sign up now shows a check your email confirmation. Email confirmation routes to onboarding instead of a dead page. The articles page polls for scan progress, scanning your sources, 2 of 4 complete. Stripe was set up from scratch. An upgrade banner appears for free tier users, and we found that the raw Anthropic API key was being sent to the browser. That one made me pause. But the real lesson wasn't the bug fixes. It was that a product can be code complete and user broken at the same time. Eclectus had passing tests, clean architecture, a solid data model. By every engineering metric, it was ready. By every human metric, it wasn't even close. The distance between those two assessments is where most developer tools go to die. Eclectus wasn't alone. 3 other projects, Dinly, Synaxis H, and Scolexis, all independently reached the same state. The code is done, the scout passes find nothing meaningful, and everything that remains is a human decision. Dinly has implemented 4 of its 5 vision items, and the 5th needs my input on LLM budget. Synaxis H ran 12 scout passes, and the code base is comprehensively clean. Scolexis completed 5 core CRUD features in a day, and reached 102 out of 105 on its Next.js port, with the remaining 3 all requiring human decisions, not code. This is a phase transition that organizations rarely name. You go from we need to build more to we need to decide what we want. It feels like progress has stalled, but what's actually happened is the bottleneck has moved. It moved from machines to humans, from typing to thinking. And most teams aren't structured for that shift. They have stand-up meetings and sprint planning for the building phase. They have nothing for the we built everything, now what phase. Then there's the simple books problem, which is the opposite failure. 2 scout passes discovered that all 8,500 lines of a fully functional bookkeeping app, accounts, transactions, reconciliation, reports, CSV import, PDF generation, are sitting on unmerged feature branches. The main branch has nothing but create next app boilerplate. The app was built. It was never shipped. No PRs were ever created. It's the software equivalent of writing an entire book and leaving the manuscript in a drawer. This happens more than people admit. The building is the comfortable part, the merging, deploying, exposing your work to reality. That's where the resistance lives. SimpleBooks isn't blocked by a technical problem. Issue number 1, the merge strategy decision, is the only blocker. It's a 30-minute task that's been deferred indefinitely because nobody enjoys that particular 30 minutes. Something I haven't talked about much is the amount of code that got removed yesterday. 11,000 lines across the fleet. Authexis alone shed 8,400 lines, the entire article processing pipeline, deprecated engine handlers, orphaned route directories. Phantasmagoria removed 1,467 lines of old generator code and prompt building. Synaxis H cleaned another 1,200 lines of dead SCSS. Dead code is a form of organizational lying. It tells the next person who reads the code base that these functions matter, that this complexity is necessary, that you need to understand this to understand the system. None of that is true. The functions aren't called. The complexity serves nothing. But removing dead code requires a kind of confidence that most developers avoid. You have to be certain enough to delete something that someone once thought was important. and you have to be right. Here's what I've noticed about the rhythm. The first scout pass in any project finds 10 or 12 issues. The second finds 8. By the fourth pass, you're finding 3. Synaxis H is on its 12th pass, and the returns are essentially 0. There's a natural ceiling to how clean a code base can get through automated scanning. Beyond that ceiling, the remaining issues are all judgment calls. Do we need analytics consent? Should we add case studies? These aren't bugs. They're business decisions wearing technical clothes. The fleet closed 113 issues across 10 projects yesterday, 116 commits, 2 complete pipelines rebuilt from scratch, 5 core CRUD features in Scalexis, a full user test-driven sprint in Eclectus, security fixes in 6 projects independently, and at 2 a.m., the rollover pipeline we built the day before ran for the first time successfully. It paused the orchestrate agents, waited for in-flight work to drain, injected the rollover command into each session, aggregated the work logs, and pushed them to the blog repository. 10 narrative work logs appeared, written by the sessions themselves about their own work. No human touched them. The infrastructure bet from the previous day, the one that failed twice before working, paid off. There's a quiet satisfaction in watching machines write about what they did. Not because the writing is particularly good. It's because the system is closing its own loops. The work happens, the work gets recorded, the record feeds the synthesis feeds the reflection. Yesterday's reflection about the rollover failing was, in a way, the system reflecting on its own inability to reflect. And now that the pipeline works, tonight's rollover will capture the day I'm describing right now, and the cycle will continue without anyone starting it. What does it mean when the bottleneck shifts from building to deciding? When the code is done and the only things left are judgment calls? Most organizations treat this as a crisis. The project is stalled. The team needs to unblock. But maybe the building phase was never the point. Maybe the building phase was just the part we understood well enough to automate. And the deciding phase, the messy, human, uncomfortable part where you figure out what you actually want, that's where the real work starts. If you've been shipping features to avoid making decisions, the scout passes will eventually call your bluff. The queue will go empty, the code base will be clean, and you'll be left with a product that works perfectly and a list of questions only you can answer.